Sport on RTE Radio 1 with the all-new Kia Sportage. For more, visit your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
24 minutes to 8. Good morning, Des Cahill.
Yeah, good morning, Mary. The big bank holiday weekend sport gets underway tonight. Big crowd guaranteed in Belfast as Ulster hosts Munster in the quarterfinal of the United Rugby Championship, and the season ends for whichever side is beaten. We'll have live commentary on Radio 1 Extra from 7.35. Munster, of course, without the injured Tadhg Byrne and Jack O'Donoghue for that one. Now, there's lots of silverware at stake in this weekend's three big hurling games. So let's say good morning to Donlough Cusack.
Good morning, Des. We've two provincial hurling finals in a side order of Joe McDonagh Cup this weekend. We get going at headquarters tomorrow evening for the pairing of Kerry and Antrim. It's a repeat of the 2020 final where Antrim had a narrow 2-point win. Indeed, Kerry, managed by former Waterford great Stephen Malumphy, are playing in their third final in a row. There's more than a title to play for in this one, however, with the winners playing Cork in the next round of the Liam McCarthy and the losers taking on Wexford. Interestingly, just when Tipperary people thought 2022 couldn't get much worse, if Kerry win, Tip will face Kerry in a playoff to decide who plays in next year's Munster Championship. Kerry beat Antrim in the last round to reach the final, but Antrim will have different personnel on the field tomorrow and expect a different result. Tomorrow night at Croke Park, we've the handshake, the rematch. Every photographer with a press pass will be there for the post-match exchange between Henry Shefflin and Brian Cody. Before that, Kilkenny play Galway for the Leinster Championship. Brian Cody has won 17 Leinster Championships as a manager, but to his credit, always appears one short of enough. This season, his team have had a mixed time in the round robin, losing to Galway and to Wexford, but have pedigree second to none of how to grow into summer. Shefflin played against Galway on 13 times in the championship, only losing on 3 occasions. The usual promise exists in the tribesmen, but getting all of their talents to the surface is an annual challenge. And Shefflin, the 9th Galway manager during Cody's reign, has done this well to date. Of their last 5 championship meetings, Galway have only lost on a single occasion. But tomorrow night in a Leinster final against the brooding Brian Cody and his team feels a stretch too far. The Cats to complete a three-peat of Leinster titles. On Sunday, Simple Stadium will be full to bursting for the rematch between Clare and Limerick. Clare are a tonic for the championship this year. For manager Brian Lohan, the smooth return of Peter Duggan and new roles for John Conlon and Shane O'Donnell have made a huge difference to the banner. And with Tony Kelly continuing to perform his magic, they go to Thurles with strong confidence. Limerick are still without Keane Lynch, but the lists of the wounded or suspended have been shrinking as the weeks go past, and they'll be close to full strength. The teams were levelling 14 times in the epic drawn match in Innes last month. The occasion on Sunday will probably be better suited to Limerick's experience, and they must be favourites to land the 4 in a row of Munster Championships, along with lifting the newly named McMackie Cup, adding to their motivation. Before they do, expect one hell of a contest and occasion. So Sinead, Des, sunshine with a lot of thunder and hurling nation this weekend, and Monday, a day off for hurling people to reflect, give thanks and get our breaths back.
I can't imagine him taking it easy on any day, never mind Monday. In soccer news, Belfast last night saw Northern Ireland beaten 1-0 by Greece in their opening Nations League game. The big game last night saw Spain and Portugal draw 1-1. Now, the Irish under-21s play Bosnia-Herzegovina tonight in Tala as they bid to keep their European qualification hopes alive. It's on RTÉ2. In golf, Shane Lowry is 2 shots off the lead at the Memorial Tournament. He's on 3-under par, Rory McIlroy 2-under and Seamus Power is level par. The big story here was that former Masters champion Hideki Matsuyama was disqualified midway through his first round because of illegal markings on his fairway wood. The chief referee said a substance that looked like Tipex had been applied to the club. I'm not sure what the advantage that is. I'll get an expert and I'll explain it to you later. At the US Women's Open, Mina Harigai leads on 7-under par. Leona Maguire, well placed. She's 22nd on 1-under. Stephanie Meadow, 2-over par. Now to Gaelic football, with 4 quarterfinals in the Tailteann Cup this weekend. The prize for the winners is that they will play the semi-finals live on TV in Croke Park. So let's get the verdict of Colm O'Rourke, starting with tomorrow's game between Offaly and New York.
Offaly are onto their 4th championship match, beaten by Wexford in Leinster, then beat Wexford in the Tailteann Cup and Wicklow last weekend. New York with 1 game where they were beaten by Sligo, a very close and a very competitive game in New York. But it's hard to see anything but a comprehensive Offaly win in this one. John Mahan has embraced the competition. Niall McNamee is on fire at 35. So a home win for Offaly.
And the other game in the south section is Carlow against Westmeath.
Yeah, and Carlo, if one team caused a big upset last week, it was them beating Tipperary. Carlo had a very poor league campaign and Tipperary had been in the Division 4 final. Westmeath have beaten Longford and then lost to Kildare, beat Laois last week in the Tailteann Cup. Again, Westmeath will be heavy favourites to win this one.
In the northern section, we've got two quarterfinals, Leitrim against Sligo.
Yeah, and this is going to be a very interesting game in Carrick and Shannon. In the league match between them, Sligo won it. But Leitrim had a good win over London. And I suppose the biggest scalp of all last week was beating Antrim, a Division 3 team. Sligo beat London after extra time. So there's a direct link between the two teams through that London form. Again, I think a home win for Leitrim is quite a probability here.
And then we have Fermanagh against Cavan.
And this is the big game of the round. Cavan probably would feel that they shouldn't even be in this competition. And this offers a route back to the Sam Maguire next year if they win it, even if they don't get out of the third division. Fermanagh building quietly under Kieran Donnelly, beat Longford last week. Cavan had a comprehensive win over Down. And I would say that Mickey Graham and Cavan people in general feel that they are better than a lot of teams in the qualifiers. And they probably are. So I think it's a win for Cavan in Enniskillen.
All right, thanks, Colin. We'll get the qualifier verdict later. Now, in tennis, the women's singles final at the French Open will be contested by the top seed Iga Świątek of Poland and 18-year-old American Coco Gauff. Today's men's semi-final sees Rafa Nadal seek to reach a remarkable 14th French final. He meets the German third seed Alexander Zverev, and Marin Cilic plays Norway's Casper Ruud. Finally, the big race today is the Epsom Oaks. Aidan O'Brien has his sights on a 10th Oaks Triumph. He brings four horses. The clear favourite, John Gosden's Emily Upjohn.